Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Henry. May I please have a zip code on the account you're calling in about, please?
Hi, Henry. Sorry to bother you. Zip code 96797.
96797.
Correct.
Nine six seven nine seven, correct?
Yes. Hawaii.
May I please have your first name and last name, please?
Diana Silva, S-I-L-V-A.
Thank you for the information, Ms. Silva. Give me one brief moment, ma'am.
Sure.
I'm still here, ma'am. Give me one brief moment. I'm still searching for your account.
Sure.
Okay, Ms. Sylvian, for security purposes, may you please verify your address for me, please?
94-731 Kahimoe, Kahimoe Street, Waipahu, Waipahu, Hawaii. I have an order number if you need that. Hello? Are you there, Henry? Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Oh, I thought we got disconnected.
I'm still here, ma'am. And looking over your account, Miss Sylvia, and I see here that your account has been canceled and refunded of $20.98 of and $19.99 that was.
Okay. I called yesterday, and I forget her name. But anyway, I was asking about a charge for $59, and I don't know the cent. I forget.
Yes, ma'am. And that charge of $59.97, she have refunded 35% of it, ma'am. So you only spent, what the 20, well, she refunded you $20.98. So she only, and she refunded $29.98. So you only spent $38, that was, ma'am.
Okay. What I want to tell you is my packing slip that came with the watch, it says item, description, and price. Now, I bought the watch for $6.97, and I told her about it, and she said that was the shipping. And the watch was $59, so she gave me 35% off.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
When I checked my shipping, it says the watch was $6.97, and shipping was zero. On my slip, it says zero shipping, and the watch was for $6.97. So that's why I'm calling back. So hopefully, Henry, you can help me.
What, the shipping, ma'am?
Yeah. It says zero. And they said price of the item, description, watch, step one, $6.97 is on this piece of paper I got with the watch.
Yes, ma'am. And the $6.97 was used for shipping, ma'am. And the other $6.97 that was charged, one was declined. The other went through. So it was only one charge of the $6.97, ma'am, that went through.
I have no idea. I have no idea, but I just have, I really thought when I bought it was for $6.97, but then the girl told me yesterday that was shipping. Then I looked at my piece of paper that came with the watch or the Fitbit or whatever you call it. It says subtotal sale price $697, subtotal $697, shipping $0, total $697.
Okay, ma'am.
I wouldn't buy it for $59, you know. I don't have that much money on Social Security. I wouldn't buy it if it was if it told me $59.
Yes, ma'am. And that's why we have refunded you 35%, ma'am.
Yeah, she gave me 35% off of the 59. But I tried to explain to her that it's my receipt here that I got. It says $6.97.
Okay, ma'am, and I am refunding the rest of that charge back into your account, ma'am.
You
of the
did,
59. I am, ma'am. I am refunding that charge of $38.99 back into your account, ma'am.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, Henry. I really appreciate it.
Yes, and I also as well, I am, and I have sent you over a refund confirmation with the rest of that charge back into your account, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're
bless
welcome, ma'am.
Heart.
And also as well, and, ma'am, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Oh, no, and just stay safe, you and your family.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for that, ma'am, and you too, stay safe as well, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service, ma'am. My name is Henry. You have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you, Henry.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you, ma'am.
Bye.